Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And hey, it's kind of cool to be here after not being here yesterday for the big show because it was the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States. And Patrice, thank you for being the interim host.
Yes. I mean, the immediate question I have is, can you guys even move today?
No.
Okay. That's what I
yeah. Okay, funny story. And funny because it didn't happen to any of you. So you can laugh at my misfortune. So I spent the night at my parents' house. I went up on Wednesday afternoon. And there were enough people that were spending the night that the original plan, where I was going to have the guest room in the bed, didn't happen. So I end up on this cot, and to be fair, I mean, it's a nice cot. I end up on this cot in my dad's little study office space, and so as we're setting up the cot, my mom says, "And you brought your sleeping bag, right?"
Of course not.
No one told me that I needed a sleeping bag. I thought I was sleeping in the bed. Anyhow, so no, I had no sleeping bag. So now my parents are scrambling, and so they find a top sheet and two of those like square fleece blanket throws, mm-hmm. like you would put mm-hmm. on you when you're curled up on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, neither of them are big enough to cover your whole body. And
not even for you.
Not even for me.
Wow.
And I'm not that tall. I'm just, I'm like just average height. So anyhow, but I made it work. But the problem really turned out to be that this cot, which is a nice cot, is not comfortable.
Mm-hmm. They rarely ever are.
Yes.
And I was awake most of the night, mm-hmm. and I was in like real serious pain, like enough pain that I could not sleep because. Mm-hmm. I was in so much pain.
Yeah.
So I spent most of the night alternating between sitting in a chair and just kind of hanging out and then getting so tired that I laid back down. I'd fall asleep and then wake up a little bit later because my hips hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably would have been better to just sleep in the car. I mean, let the car run, then it's warm, and then sleep there is probably better than on that cot.
Yeah, and well, it's in a Prius. I have a Prius.
Oh, even so better, electric.
It's not like, it's not like I would have asphyxiated.
Yeah, exactly.
In my own car.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, Jeff, is your parents basically turned into a hostel.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and it's a great holiday adventure story. Jeff's parents. The hostel.
Wow, you should write that story. There's a Hallmark movie in there somewhere.
Or another hostel movie. Hostel 27.
Yeah, it could also be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the only problem I would have had sleeping in the car is that. Oh, my parents, they live in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So they live outside Rocky Mountain National Park in Estes Park. So their place is at about 8,000 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, not high altitude. I totally understand for a lot of people that's crazy high altitude.
You'll get used to that.
But the altitude's high enough and you're in the mountains. It gets cold.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Oh. Like, you have to at least have a heater running.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it was about 5 below Fahrenheit.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
that's cold.
Overnight.
Yeah. Like I said, probably at this point would have been better because it's definitely more comfortable in your car than on that cot. Probably would have gotten more sleep. So maybe next time. Yeah.
I probably would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, though, if you look, the one big difference between American Thanksgiving and Canadian Thanksgiving is in fall.
Yeah.
For a lot of us in the North, American Thanksgiving is in the beginning of winter.
Yeah. It's probably the middle of winter. I mean, there's like, what did, was it, I think, was it, I don't remember. Someone said, oh no, it was Canada actually. Canadian winter. 11 months of winter and 1 month cold.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's very funny. Yeah, I've already lost track of where we are on the show. Oh, I know where we are.
I don't think we did interest at all. Yeah.
We haven't done interest yet.
I took us off track immediately.
Thank you.
That's what we do here.
That's my job. Yeah, this is how we roll. All right, so intros. I'm going to start the intros by saying, in proper United States tradition, you always end up saying something you're thankful for. And what I am thankful for, I know everyone's like, Jeff's going to say all his friends, which is true. I am thankful for all of you.
World peace.
And well, that would be cool if we had it. But I mean, yes, I am very thankful that you're my friends and you're all awesome. But
yes.
What I was actually going to say is I'm thankful to be sleep that I could sleep in my own bed last night and that I have a mug of tea with me right now. But seriously, I am thankful that you're
so
my friends and you're all just wonderfully awesome. Yes. So let's go around the circle of awesomeness. And say hi to everyone, starting with oh my gosh, I was going to say our man from the Midwest, but we have a Midwest crew. So, starting off our Midwest crew, Ben, how are you?
Thankfully, not completely freezing right now.
Excellent.
Yesterday kind of sucked. I had battery problems.
Mm-hmm.
It never got above freezing, so I broke my brand new 60-inch scraper slash brush.
What?
Or as I like to call it, my combat staff.
Yeah.
trying to get my hood open because it came down on my battery starter.
Oh no.
So yeah. So when I got home. In the less than 5 minutes it took for me to get my car on my charger, my trickle charger, and grab my White Claws out of my car. Well, my White Claws had gone out of the crappy bag that they sell here in the United States. It turned out that one that I put in my pocket was leaking.
Oof. Oh, no.
So I was near frostbite when I got into my house. I had to put my hands under the warm water in the faucet for several minutes. And both my coat and my jeans were completely soaked.
Crap.
With booze.
With booze.
Yeah,
oh, no.
If that wasn't enough, it was snowing.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that sounds like the worst day for me. I mean, the snow alone would ruin any day.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, I'm glad you survived. I'm glad you still have all your fingers. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry that your clothes smell like White Claw.
It's Mango White Claw, so that's not the worst thing.
Yeah, it's now if this same scenario happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, the conversation would have been exactly the same. Only one word would have changed. So instead of saying White Claw, you would have said Zima.
Oh my god.
Pretty sure Zima. White Claw is just that. Zima with a new label.
That's disgusting.
Ugh.
Yeah. Okay, so
Yeah, yes. Patrice, what was your shitty day like?
Mine was fine. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a normal day for her.
Well, it was a normal-ish. I did some little celebration. Couldn't miss it.
Yeah. That's true. And I saw the photo of your rolls that you made. Looked very nice.
Yeah, I made cinnamon rolls with like hazelnuts. They were really good. I have some in the fridge still.
And
it was like, hey, I'm gonna celebrate Thanksgiving. Okay, I'm not gonna do the whole thing because I'm not inviting people over on a Thursday when they have to work the next day. That doesn't work. But I was like, yeah, just make some cinnamon rolls for me. So I did.
That's fantastic. Really. Excuse me. I'm all choked up thinking about your cinnamon rolls. Yeah. Also, might have a little bit of a hairball. grooming is an important part of bonding for cats.
It's your office manager that does that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, awesome. All right. Well, then, now we know how Ben's doing. We know how Patrice is doing. Yeah. So let's wrap up there.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to show something. I got shoes today from Converse, the custom ones that I
configured. Nice.
That's some big soles.
Yeah, they're specifically for this weather, so they have big.
They're almost
soles.
Like boots.
They're kind of boots, yeah. It's Converse boots. So
and that's super cool.
I love them. And they're customized, so they're how I wanted them.
Yep.
Nice.
Almost as cool as Jordans.
Yeah.
Jordan who?
Jordans. Hey.
And. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. All right. So we are bookending Patrice with our Midwest team. But I have to point out that to me, it's so weird that we call a significant portion of the eastern part of the United States the Midwest. And where I live,
in the middle.
which is really like... truly in the center of the United States.
To the left.
It's still. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I think you would count as Midwest, to be honest.
I think where I am should be considered Midwest.
Yeah.
And where the Midwest is should be considered East. It turns out, Mideast. It turns out that I'm considered the West.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the dividing line, if you can understand what they're saying, they're in the Midwest. If you have no idea what they're saying, they're the East Coast.
Okay.
All right, this is fair. Well, and since I can understand what Dave is saying, so we're moving a little farther east in the Midwest to Dave. Dave, how are you?
Oh my God.
I am doing great. It is very cold here. I woke up this morning to get had to go to my physical therapy, and it was one degree Fahrenheit wind chill. So I had my winter coat on for the first time. So it's very cold here today. We're not getting up past 25 degrees Fahrenheit here today. So cold. But I am thankful for my family. We had a great time. Although I will say that some family members home where I was at likes to have it really cold. And I was basically had my hoodie on the whole time in my because I was free. And I don't get cold very easy. And I think, Jeff, you know that pretty well, too, that I'm pretty warm most of the time. But I was freezing my butt off. So I said, honey, you got to turn the heat up or close the windows or something, because they were cooking a turkey, a deep fry turkey. So they had the big oil container of the frying the turkey. So that only takes like 2 hours to cook instead of, that fire hazard everybody knows about. So it was fun. And I'm also thankful for you guys. Always love being with you every week. We always have some great stuff. Me too. Heart.
Yeah.
That's all I had for this weekend. And of course, it's nice to have today off as well.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm going to point out Bob Beach in the chat said, so who's next to tell us what a terrible day they had?
Nobody.
We all actually did have really good days.
Yeah.
But part of the U.S. Thanksgiving tradition is highlighting the part that didn't go well for you.
Infighting the family, all of that. It's part of the part fighting, of Thanksgiving.
the coldness was my
okay, yours.
Yeah. And the cot was mine.
Yeah.
And Ben's car and Zima experience.
Zima.
That was Ben's.
Flavored Zima, the next generation.
Is it still around?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Yeah, it's called White Claw.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Gosh.
It's just as terrible.
Yeah, but boy, it sure makes for great perfume in your clothes, right?
Yes.
White Claw.
Should we talk about something
Midwest else? Perfume. We should, and yet here Midwest I am Paul continuing perfume. To go on about this. Yeah. Okay, so it's the Mac show, so we should talk about Mac-related stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to point out that thanks to Dave's diligent and hard work to prepare for In Touch with iOS.
We're getting a preview.
A pre-show.
Yeah, this is like a pre-show because Dave, thank you for letting us crib from your notes.
I haven't even
Or as the great AI once said, practice. We're talking about practice, not a game. Practice.
I've never heard ChatGPT say that. That's the AI you're talking about.
But it might. Actually.
Double check with Gemini and Copilot, see what they say.
Right, yeah, exactly. See which one says.
They will not agree. So yeah.
Hey, as long as we're rabbit holing for a minute, you know the whole thing with asking the LLMs like ChatGPT and Gemini, mm-hmm. all those, how many R's are in strawberry, and they all tell you two. Apparently, because that became a thing of everyone talking about it, all of those different LLM platforms now, someone has gone into each of them, like employees, of course, and manually coded in strawberry has three R's.
So now we just change the spelling and then they're wrong again.
And then they're wrong again. Yep. Yep. All right, so now back to our regularly scheduled program, excuse me. Apple's annual App Store Award finalists list is out. So the 2024 App Store Award finalists are out, so you can see what all the apps are that are in the running. Also, Patrice, Dave, important for you. The Vision Pro has an app category too.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah. Out of which I looked at the apps and I'm like, why have I not heard of any of them? That's not true. The what if I've heard of. But I'm like, Vacation Simulator, never heard of it. Luna, no idea what that is. Thresher, those are three games. I mean, maybe because it's games I don't care about. But even on the normal one, I'm like, okay, NBA. Sure, I know what the NBA is. Didn't even know they had an app.
Oh yeah, that's more. Yeah, if you're into exactly. NBA basketball,
yeah, exactly. NBA, makes sense.
It's immersive, but you also have to pay for that. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, it's totally fine. But I'm like, basically one out of six. It's not a good track record for me. The what if I've heard of, and what if is really cool. A really cool narrative app. Let's call it this way.
I was going to ask if either of you had tried that.
Yes.
It sounds like it could be super cool.
It is really cool. The finger snip at the end that you get to do and all of that. It is, I mean, it's not the longest. You don't spend hours and hours and hours with that. It's not like very, very long. But the things they did, and there was an interview somewhere on some podcast, like, 6 months ago or something, somewhere around when this came out, how they did that and how, like, the challenges they had and like, because it's not the normal narrative story that you can do, like in a movie or a TV show or whatever, or even a book. It's oftentimes you show or you tell, but here you want some interactive element without actually having the capabilities to do it interactive, because there's limitations in hardware and software, and also simply in I don't think they wanted to make it way too complex. I mean, you basically, if every time the player can make a decision, you branch off, then you pretty quickly have a very complex thing that probably a little bit too much for very first app. So there's literally, I think, only one branch point, but they made it feel like you had control when you really didn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. So
that's a clever way to do it.
Exactly. They were very, very clever in how they involved you in it. So you felt you were part of it without actually giving you much of a choice of what happens.
Like when you let a toddler help make something in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like that. Yeah. So I don't know if you've tried it, Dave, but that was a really
good No, I need to try
You should
that.
Try that. Marvel, if you like Marvel anything, you will love it. It is really, really cool. And it's, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes at most. Like, it's not a massive investment. You can go through it pretty quickly. Yeah, but it's like, in the truest sense, it's an AR game. Like, it uses your environment, basically, with you.
Yep. I'll check it out.
To some extent, There's actually more AR games nowadays that use more and interact more with your environment. But this was the first, as far as I know.
Cool.
Yeah. There's like an escape room. There's a really cool escape room game now. Can basically stand in a phone booth and then try to escape.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You know, in some parts of the U.S., that's not a game.
That's reality. Yeah, you're right.
Will I become Superman when I go into the phone booth?
Yeah, you could probably do that. I mean, to be fair, the mind-bending thing about that one is you're standing there and like, how do I get out of here? You could literally just take a step and you're out because there's no walls. Like, it's not real. But it feels like it.
Yeah, I don't think there's much more to talk about with that story.
Weird choices and, and all that. Yeah, Dave?
Yeah.
Or Ben?
Kino rules.
That's the app from Halide, right?
Mm-hmm.
Technically the company is called Lux. Halide is their photo app, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I need to play with that. I need to play with Procreate Dreams. That's the animation app.
Which, by the way, I didn't know Apple allowed those kind of apps on the store.
And yet here we are.
Yeah.
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 I have a comment on one. Apple TV app. Zoom? Really?
I get that. Zoom was really good at implementing continuity camera on the Apple TV.
Okay.
And I mean, other than FaceTime, I think Teams at some point finally did it, but for Zoom is better. There's still some weird limitations. I mean, also, how many Apple TV apps are there right now? New ones that you could have.
Not a lot.
So it's
not a lot.
Yeah, I can see that. And they're like, hey, yeah, because they did the continuity camera right away and pretty well and all of that. And I've used it. There's some weird limitations. You can't do breakout rooms, for example. I'm like, why?
Right.
Same thing, by the way, on the Vision Pro. Makes absolutely zero sense. You can't do breakout. You can't even join a breakout room on the Vision Pro.
And plus you have your, what do they call it? The image.
The persona? That works fine. No, I don't think so. I wanted to do the quiz with Martin on the Vision Pro because I love using the Vision Pro, and I had to switch back to the Mac because Zoom couldn't do the breakout rooms. Everything else was fine, just that didn't work.
Okay.
Stupid.
All right.
Well.
So. Okay. Next story.
Let's go.
Apple is apparently in negotiations to take a sports stadium and fit it out with whatever technology it needs so that you can have immersive live sports viewing on a Vision Pro. And that sounds like a really smart idea. Before
not up
we
your
dive
alley,
into,
though.
Huh?
Not up your alley.
Not up my alley, but it totally makes sense to me, even though I'm not into spectator sports.
Yeah.
I get how important the whole sports market is for companies. So yeah, it makes sense to do this.
And
I want to point out though,
and I mean, look at the immersive videos that Apple has put out. I mean, there's been some, let's say, documentaries, whatever. But some, there were like some, even of the early ones were sports events. Like we got the whole Super Bowl thing. We got what was it? NBA, I think we got. We got Major League Soccer. We got like a couple. I think those were the three, I think. So it makes sense. And people have been asking for it. The only thing I'm going to say is I hope you have a really, really good Wi-Fi connection and fiber at home, because... good God, that's going to be a lot of data. It's about, I think, what I saw in the videos that Apple pushed out, it's about a gigabyte a minute. So, like,
yeah, you better have some serious bandwidth going.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually not as high as you would think, because I did the math and it's about
my fiber.
18 megabits per second or something like that. So it's not super bad, but it's about still 10 times as much as like five times as much as a 4K stream currently.
My fiber should handle it.
Yeah, it sure. Yeah. But it's like fiber and your Wi-Fi at home also has to be very good wherever you're sitting, because otherwise it's going to stutter and then forget it.
Euros are good, very good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would answer Bob Beach's question, but I have no idea what the hell any of it means.
Apple planning to show La Liga game. Oh, I think isn't that about exactly this this stadium?
MLS.
Yeah, this is the stadium, Real Madrid, that they're planning.
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, I would assume so. Yes.
Okay, so that brings us to my question.
Mm-hmm.
I read through the whole article. At no point does it say what this sport is. It's just there's a stadium, and they're going to do this thing in it, and it's for a specific kind of team. I have literally no idea. That there's no context for me for what what it's going to be. So help.
Yeah, I mean, but Real Madrid, that gives you the context. If you know that team, then you know it's soccer or football. In Europe.
Oh, okay.
Well, Real Madrid has a FIBA team.
Yes.
But...
Yeah, I mean, the stadium is probably used also for other things, yes. And they could use it for that as well if they wanted to. But money is... I mean, that is one of actually probably... I actually have no clue about sports, but I hear so much about Real Madrid that I'm assuming it's probably one of the biggest teams in Europe.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense.
All then. I know.
Yeah. From my perspective, as someone who's not into spectator sports, I find it fascinating how people that are really into a specific sport, especially if it's a sport that's where you live, they assume everyone is into it, and they can talk in half statements, and you know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So, you know, saying things like, "Did you see the game?"
And it's like, okay, what board game?
Which, by the way, the funny thing, the UK is the only English-speaking of the main English-speaking countries where association is just called football.
No idea.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
The game of football is a game of codes, different games. You have rugby football, association football, aka soccer, gridiron football, aka the NFL.
No, in most of Europe, if you go to Germany, it's called Fußball. Yeah. If you go to Portugal, it's football. Like most places in Europe, actually all places in Europe, football means soccer.
Yeah, but what I'm saying in the English speaking world.
Well, Ireland as well would also count. They speak still technically English.
Yeah, well, Ireland, it's typically Gaelic is the code called football, which is rugby based.
Yeah. US maybe.
So anyhow, that's when we realized Chuck Joyner wasn't wearing pants. Oh, I fear he missed the joke. For those of you that are listening as opposed to watching, Chuck Joyner is trying to join us right now. Yes.
And I can anticipate with Team Cindy. Yes.
Yay. Yes, with Team Cindy.
And
okay. Hi. Team Cindy.
Team Cindy.
Yeah, I love the way you say good morning to them, but not to me. Thank you.
Of course not.
Oh, Chuck.
So what else is new? We do that every week.
Yes. Have you done picks yet?
No, but do you have one?
Do you have one?
Okay, I have one for everybody. LumaFusion is on a special deal today, $9.99 only, 66% off.
Nice.
Oh, wow. If I didn't already own it, I would be buying the crap out of that right now.
Yep. Yeah.
So there you go. There you go.
I might just transfer to my other Apple ID and spend the $10.
There you go. We wanted to say good morning, happy Black Friday. Hope everybody is well.
Hope you're shopping.
Hope you're shopping.
I'm so happy you joined us. I have a request of Team Cindy. Yeah, nice. Team Cindy, I need you to give Chuck a group hug. So you're making a little Chuck sandwich. Hold that hug. Yeah. That's what we need right there. Yeah.
And then Chuck has to buy a Vision Pro, here. By the way.
Thanks, Patrice. Everybody have a great day. We'll check too. in next time. See you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Next time, Chuck.
Good to see you all. Bye. Oh, that was great.
I had to get that in. Team Cindy has to know that he has to buy a Vision Pro.
I was wondering if he's going to make it.
That was fantastic.
No, he mentioned he might. Last week he might.
Yep.
Oh, he said he would. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was spectacular.
All right. I'm feeling like I'm just not feeling the Vision Pro story anymore, and I want to talk about the next one.
Wait
but
a
you
second.
Have something?
I wanted to mention one thing. So, I mean, this is a sports story, and this is a sports stadium. Mm-hmm. But sports stadiums are used for a lot of other things, a lot of other events. And I could totally see live concerts,
like
for
Metallica.
Example. Yeah.
So,
I mean, once you have the infrastructure, why not do that? And a lot of concerts these days are not there's like in the front, there is like a stage and people are there. These days, they're stretching it into the crowd and stuff like that. And so you can do some really cool stuff with that. Just saying.
Okay. I'm glad that you stopped me because... Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. And
and I don't know, other events. Like, I don't know, maybe you do a Comic-Con or whatever. Like, you panel. There's a million things you could probably be doing with this. Like, once you have the infrastructure, why not use it?
So, Patrice, you just took this from a story where I'm looking at it like, this is a good business move and can help adoption of the platform. To wow, this is a really cool thing, and wouldn't it be awesome to be able to see a live concert from your couch?
Yeah,
but it feels like you're actually on the stage with the performers.
Yeah, or you can switch perspective. You can be like up close, far back, left side, center. You can move around, even have multiple vantage points.
That would be super cool.
Why not?
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, let's keep the Vision Pro thing going. So here's the headline. This is from Apple Insider. The smallest Mac yet is perfect Apple Vision Pro companion with the right battery pack. And And what I want to point out is that someone needed to be an editor for this, because it should be smallest Mac yet is a or the perfect Apple Vision Pro companion with the right battery pack. Anyhow, the point is,
hire Jeff.
Right, and pay me lots of money because I'm worth it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So, what I like about this is that someone did exactly the sort of thing that a lot of us have been speculating on. Can you use the Vision Pro as your display for a Mac Mini? So what would otherwise be a headless Mac Mini?
Right.
And then how portable is this going to be? And here we go. Someone found a good battery pack to run a Mac Mini from. So now your Mac Mini becomes a truly portable workhorse computer with your Vision Pro as your display. So you can take your complete literal workstation with you everywhere you go.
Oh, I mean,
it's the same.
To be fair, I think that that was like, I think within the first five minutes of the Mac Mini being announced, someone on Reddit was already talking about, hey, this from the size perspective would be perfect. And I remember like within a couple of days, people had tried that. A couple of days that it actually was available. Mm-hmm. Someone had figured out how you can do it. And like it fits all in the marshmallow case and all of that. So this is cool. It's a really cool idea.
Of course, it's already sold out to end of January. So.
Of course. Yeah, but still, I mean, it's to me right now a dream setup. Like if I just had money to burn, like clearly Chuck Joyner has, because he's out shopping with Team Cindy today.
Right.
And everyone's going home with a Vision Pro. You just know it. But anyhow, I would love to have a headless Mac Mini where my only display for it is a Vision Pro.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be super cool.
Yeah, and there is some limitations right now in macOS that some people have figured out ways to work around. Because I think you still need a monitor to kind of log in and all of that. So there's ways to do it set with some workarounds, but it's not perfect. So, but that's something Apple could easily fix.
Well, I've got my main Mac Mini sitting here, and a lot of times I don't have it hooked up because I hook it up as the dual port of this monitor. Mm-hmm. And I would use the Vision Pro sometimes just to connect with it.
Yeah.
Seemed to have connected fine without a problem.
Yeah. But you need, when you boot it,
keyboard.
When you boot it up, I think there was some, I remember some discussion, there was after boot up, there were some limitations that there was workarounds to get there, but it wasn't as like easy and seamless and all of that as it could be.
Still work in progress.
Well, maybe someday we'll have a version of Vision OS and Mac OS where there's a setting where you can put it in, you can put your Mac Mini in AVP mode,
then
it boots up correctly.
Like as I said, the boot I had even ran into that with my Mini. Every now and then, you needed a monitor. There was some limitations here and there. So especially when you wanted like disk encryption and all of that.
Okay.
So that's why. But as I said, some people worked out some workarounds. It does work. So I know some people who were very excited about that because they were like, I'm traveling, and if I can just take my Mini with me, then I have like a full big monitor set up and everything with me in this little box, basically.
Mm-hmm. I love this.
Yeah.
That's all I had on that one. I just thought it was cool.
It is cool.
I agree.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of cool, I think it's super cool that TSO Host is supporting us here at the British Tech Network. And what the way they're doing that is by taking what they do, web hosting, and leveraging that for us so that we can do what we do. So, and little side note, Patrice, you noticed that that I made it a Vision Pro theme for today.
Yeah. Looks
for
like
the show.
It. That was pretty cool.
That was actually intentional.
Oh.
But I just didn't say it. So you totally picked up what I was putting down.
Way cool.
Yeah. Anyhow, so back to talking about TSO hosts. What they're doing is giving us the bandwidth that we need to live stream shows every single week. They're giving us the hosting so that we have a place for the website so that you can go and check out what's going on at your leisure. And they're giving us the server space we need to store all of the show recordings so you can watch or listen to your favorite episodes anytime you want. That's a lot of resources right there. And it would be difficult for us to pull that together on our own. But we don't have to worry about it because that's what TSO Host is doing for us. So thank you, TSO Host, for being here and supporting us on the British Tech Network. Everyone, please go give them a shout out online on your favorite social media network. Let them know that you appreciate that they're here helping us out. That would be super cool. And thank you again, TSO Host. And speaking of super cool, Patrice, do you mind telling everyone about the super cool chat system that we have that, by the way, exists for us here because you took the time and the effort and have the knowledge to make this happen for us?
Yeah, we have a really cool chat system. It's all open source. It's all Fediverse backed. So thank you to the people who did the work on this. I just had to discover it, install it, and run it, and it worked flawlessly. It's called Owncast. So if you go to live.britishtechnetwork.com, then you can, when we are streaming this show, you can watch us live at 4 p.m. on a Friday, 4 p.m. UK time on a Friday. So whatever time zone that is in your time, you will have to figure out. But 4 p.m. UK time, live.britishtechnetwork.com. And then on the right-hand side, you've seen it on YouTube or whatever. That's like the live stream window with us, and there's a chat on the right-hand side. If you go in there, actually, you are in, if you open the page, it auto-generates like a funny name. We had a really perfect name for Atlee yesterday. He joined, and I don't remember, it was something Beaver. Which was perfect. Like
Because he's from Canada.
Was it Trusting Beaver? I think it was Trusting Beaver even.
It was fantastic.
Perfect for him. But it was just luck. If you don't like your name, up top little purple button, click on it. There's a change name. Pick your name. Like it's totally fine. So you don't have to use. They're really good, but you can change it. And that's it. So by the way, Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time, we have the big show also. And there we talk about non-Apple things. So yesterday, I don't even remember all stories from yesterday. We had some cool stuff about data cables and about social media bans and so on. So other non-tech topics. AI breaches and so on. Like we talked very deeply about supply chains, like software or AI, especially supply chains and how vulnerable they are and stuff like that. So it has nothing to do with Apple, but still interesting tech. We talked about that with Atlee yesterday. So 7 p.m. UK time on a Thursday. But if you are listening to this in the recorded form and this is what you prefer, totally fine. That's why we publish it. There is still a transcript on our website. Head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and pick a date. There's a calendar on the page. Pick a date, any date, preferably Thursday or Friday because the others won't work because the show's on Thursday and Friday. And then you will see what was talked about in the chat on that day. And if you pick today's date, November 29th, 2024, you will see what we talked about today.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that, Patrice. It's when you upgraded us, when you modernized us with the chat, you made a system where I can talk about it without having to bumble my way through the whole thing, which says a lot. But even still, it sounds better when you talk about it. So thank you. All right, and now it's time for some cool things. And Dave, you were fast on the draw, so yours is here first. Tell us about your cool thing.
My cool thing is the OWC Gemini Thunderbolt dock and dual bay RAID external storage. It works with both 2.5-inch and 3.5-inch SATA drives. This is an insane price. This is normally $300 US. It is down to $149. Yeah, this is absolutely insane. I'm tempted to buy a second one. I already bought one already. That's how insane this price is.
Of course you're thinking about getting a second one.
Yeah. So it's got two Thunderbolt 3 ports. It's backwards compatible. And like I said, the RAID controller. It's got a whole slew of ports on the back, including two USB-Cs, two USB-As. It's got Ethernet. It's also got an HDMI connector. So if you wanted to connect a display to it to manage it, it's just, this is a steal. I would check it out. And OWC, come on, they make some amazing products. I mean, I'm just looking around me right now how many things I've got. That's two docks and hubs and external drives, you name it, I have it. So, but yeah, check that out. I think that's just a great, great deal. Probably just for Black Friday. So hopefully as people are listening to us or watching this, you will be able to take advantage of that.
That's awesome. Cool. Ben, your cool thing today comes as a complete shock to me. A shock, yes. I say.
Yes. I mean, nobody's ever seen it. Like, the whole time.
Right?
Complete shock.
Yeah, so my brain just went blank. For the last couple days, there's been an early Black Friday sale on Apple Beats products. Since right now they're selling the Solo 4s, specifically the Solo 4 wireless, not that there's a wired one, for 50% off or $100. This is Amazon, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. Everybody's honoring the sale. And I have to say, for $100, this is a absolutely great deal on these headphones. Not only they won't offer ANC, to be perfectly honest, I don't think in the house I particularly need it. But I'm not wearing these outside. That's what these are for. But you know, they offer lossless audio through this USB-C cable. They come with both USB-C and 3.5 millimeter cables. They're comfortable as hell. I mean, you should know that if you've ever used a Beats Solo product.
That's crazy, though. $100, half off.
Yeah. All four colors, including the pretty awesome black and gold. You don't get this kind of sale on an Apple product ever.
That includes Apple Care, I see it on Amazon.
Well, it doesn't include it. You can get it, but
it just includes it.
Well, with Apple Care, it's $118.
Yeah. Okay, I see what they did.
Without but Apple still, Care, it's $99.
That's it. Okay, got it. But, I mean, with Apple Care showing, that is a steal.
Yeah.
It's super cool.
Too bad I have way too many headphones.
And not only these, but all the earbuds, the Studio Pros are on sale. All of Beats is on sale, except for the Flux, which you don't want to buy those.
Note to self, don't buy the Beats Flux. Got it.
Yeah, they're really old and really out of date.
Nice.
All right, that's cool. So far, I'm finding it very difficult to not spend money.
That's usually
where's my card?
Both of our choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both excellent choices. And Patrice,
yeah.
I just brought up your link, and the only reason that I don't feel tempted to drop money right now is because I already have one.
Okay, that's fair. And you probably also have to still have that bug with not being able to add stuff to home.
Yes, but this is currently already in my home setup.
Okay, so that's fine. So the thing we're talking about that we haven't even mentioned and people are wondering, what is that? It's an Eve motion, like a motion and light sensor, basically. So works because it's matter and thread. It does work with like a bunch of other systems, but not all features are supported. So Samsung SmartThings, I think, supports almost everything. Alexa and Google Home have some limitations, so they don't support the light level, according to the page at least. But with Apple Home, works perfectly fine. It's a matter device, not that you would notice, because you go in your either Eve app or Home app, you add it as normal. Okay, now it's a matter device. Whoop-de-doo, big deal. You didn't even notice. Yeah. It makes absolutely no difference for you in using it. It has advantages in then working with other devices, but if you just add it, it doesn't matter. It's really cool. I really like it. It's nice and small. There's a little hook thing on the back, so if you want to hang it somewhere on the wall. And it can do motion, and it can do light level. So if you, like, why I bought it, I waited for the Black Friday deals. Black Week, because now it's almost a month at this point. Mm-hmm. Everything is black. Black November is black month, basically, like the entire time. Mm-hmm. There's some sale somewhere. That's the world we live in. But like what I'm using it for is, so I am like in my living room, like there, the windows are south facing. And in the summer, I have to I have rolling shutters and I have to put them down during the day because otherwise it gets freaking hot because the sun is burning in all day. So the thing is, if it's overcast or whatever, I don't need that. And I don't want to like a dark place then. So my solution so far was to do some weird automation with weather report and forecast and then say, if it's forecast and if it's overcast or raining in the afternoon, then don't do it. Didn't really work reliably. This is better because I can literally put it there and say, if it's too bright, close it. Easy peasy. The only issue I run into, but it's not Eve's fault, is there are some limitations in Home. Probably in all systems, the logic I need is too complex because I need if this and this, then do that. So if the shutters are down, then don't bring them back up because, oh no, it's not dark. It's too dark. Like that. I had that problem earlier with the lights behind me because I bought a second one because why not for the office here. So that if it's dark and I'm working, that it turns on the lights. Led to the lights behind me. Basically, because when I go into studio mode, I have the purple lights behind me and I have these up here, and then it's not light enough for where the sensor is. And then it would turn the lights on all the time again. So I would tell it to do purple and it would go back to white and all of that. So limitation in Home and in logic for rules, I'll figure it out. There's Home Assistant, I'll probably do it with that. But this thing is really good. $50, I think, right now on sale. Works really well. And you can do motion as well. So you could do like, if I'm in the room or whatever, there's no motion in the room for half an hour, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever, turn off the lights. Stuff like that you can do. I don't know. Put it in your entrance. If I'm walking around there, the light is on. If I'm not, it turns off. Stuff like that. So light, mm-hmm. is brightness and motion at the same time. Really good. Eve motion.
Can't beat him.
All awesome picks. All right. So mine, surprisingly, I'm not going lowbrow.
No.
So Affinity. This is the company that makes Affinity Photo, Affinity Designer, Affinity Publisher. All of their products for Black Friday sales, half off. Now, it's better than that, though, because it's everything they sell is half off. So if you're looking for alternatives to Photoshop and Illustrator and InDesign, you check out the Affinity apps because they're incredibly powerful. I switched from Adobe to the Affinity Suite years ago, and I have not missed having the Adobe products. So for someone like me, when I see their Black Friday half off sale, I still get excited, even though I own all of their apps, because it's the add-ons that I'm looking at. All of the brush packs and textures and anyhow, all of the other stuff that they sell to enhance their apps, that's what I'm looking for. So, like, I'll pick up really nice brush packs for $12. And anyhow, so you get really great deals. And even if you already have the apps, you still get really great deals. Go check out all the add-ons. So there we go. And with that, we have made it through the whole show, despite the fact that for whatever reason, I was hell-bent on derailing us as often as I could today.
It was a lot of fun doing it.
The way I see it, it took three people to try and keep me on track. So well done. But it's time to wrap up. So thank you to the three of you for being just wonderfully awesome and making my Friday after Thanksgiving just absolutely fantastic. Ben, when you're not jamming out to your new beats, where can people find you?
Well, most days you can find me working, but you can also find me on social media at Ben Raythig, including that new hotness called Blue Sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You can find my writings and ravings when I actually do them at the RaythigTech.com. You can also find me occasionally on such podcasts as In Touch with iOS with some Dave Ginsberg guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Voices Live with the master of the Cindys, Chuck Joyner.
I'm pretty sure Team Cindy is the master of Chuck.
Yes.
This is true. And, of course, occasionally here on the Big and Mac shows on the British Tech Network, as time allows.
Awesome. All right. And Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, I am here every week, almost every week, on the Big Show and on the Mac Show. So Thursdays and Fridays with Jeff and some other really awesome people on Thursdays and with this crew on Fridays. Everything I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, literally everything you can find on my website, thepatrice.com. And I have a really cool show. We just published a very lonely episode today on Retro Rewatch with Jeff Gamet and me, where we rewatch retro TV shows, in this case Stargate SG-1, and where we published Solitudes season 1 episode
16 or 17. Yep. You're in the right area.
Somewhere around that. Yeah, I'm bad with remembering that. I think it's episode 16 that I published, and 17 is the one from Stargate. Solitudes. That's why. It's so lonely. Head over, Retro Rewatch, and listen to that. It's really cool.
Awesome. All right, Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at In Touch by iOS and intouchbyiOS.com. We will be recording a show actually after the show. By the time you hear this, you should check that out, because all of us will be there, as well as Mari Gentius, hopefully. And you can find me at on Mac Voices Live every Tuesday night with Chuck Joyner and the crew, as well as here on Fridays. And social medias, yes, I've been on Blue Sky for quite a while, but now I'm riding the train because everybody else seems to be as well. I'm starting to get lots of followers. It's a Blue Sky. It's at DaveG65 or In Touch with iOS. Both those are on there, as well as on Mastodon at DaveG65. Thank you.
Awesome. All right. Then for me, I'm Jay Gamet on all the socials. I am most active on Mastodon and Instagram, and getting much better about being active on Blue Sky. And then for shows, Chuck Joyner, who we just saw as a Chuck sandwich mere moments ago, he lets me join in on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Dave lets me join in On Touch with iOS, usually Thursdays, but this week, because of the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, as Dave said, we will be recording live in a few minutes. And then, let's see, what other shows are there? Oh, British Tech Network. I do something for them. What is it? Big Show. That's right. That's on Thursdays. Mac Show on Fridays. And Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine. And as Patrice pointed out, we are doing Retro Rewatch together, which is an absolute blast to do. Okay, so with that, thank you again to the three of you for just being so wonderfully awesome and making the shows so great, but then also just for being my friends. I'm glad that all three of you are my friends. And considering the holiday Jeff. That just happened, yes, thank you, Ben. I expect another 20. Considering the holiday, it's appropriate for me to also say I am thankful that you're my friends. Patrice?
I have one, speaking of holidays, one. We have one important announcement that we should mention. Next week is already the last Mac show of this year. Because of travels and stuff that's happening and how the holidays fall this year, 6th of December is already the last show. And of course, we're going to do, as is tradition, the Christmas quiz next week for the Mac show. And then on the 12th, we will have the one for the big show. That is then the final show for BTN of the year, at least.
So yeah, just wanted to mention which will mean Apple will announce something on the 7th.
If that happens, we can always do an impromptu extra episode. But
we can fit a bonus episode exactly. If Apple decides to screw with our schedule.
Not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Our Christmas holiday.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So next week, 6th of December, tell it everybody. I've already told a bunch of people. Join the chat room. The chat room can participate in the quiz. I've already prepared the document. There's like one or two things I have to check and rephrase and make it more interesting and whatever. But overall, the sheet is already ready for next week.
Patrice, you put so much work into making our holiday quizzes happen.
I know.
You're like, I don't know, biggie. But it is a biggie. So thank you for putting all of the effort into that.
Also, yeah.
Wait until we've done next week. So before we thank me. Like Ian said yesterday, he said like come join us because you will see that we do not remember at all that we talked about that story.
Who, what, where?
Yeah, I fully expect that that stories that I have brought to the table, if I get that as a quiz question, I will blow it because I will not remember
exactly.
Yep. But they are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And Patrice, you do put a lot of work into those. So thank you.
We appreciate you.
Let's see. All right. So I've been thanking you and saying hi to all of you. Now I want to say thank you to everyone that's watching and listening live, participating in the live chat. You are all awesome. I'm glad you're here. And everyone that watches or listens later, thank you for being part of all of this too. I am so glad all of you, whether you're watching live or watching, listening later on, I'm so glad all of you are part of this. So thank you. And hey, Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And TSO host, thank you for being here to support us. And with that, as Patrice said, don't forget that next Friday is the last Mac show for the year. So don't forget to join us next Thursday for the big show, which will be the second to the last for the year. And then come back on Friday for the Mac show holiday quiz. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.